This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Both houses of parliament were adjourned till 12 noon following opposition ruckus over several issues, including alleged police action during students' protest over the NEET issue. In the Lok Sabha, when the house met at 11 a.m., the presiding officer N.K. Premachandran tried to take up the question hour, but opposition members were demanding a statement from Union Home Minister Amit Shah over alleged police action during students' protests. In the Rajya Sabha, the ministers laid papers of their concerned ministry on the table of the House. After that, Chairman C.P. Radhakrishnan took up the 0 hour, but due to continued sloganeering, the chairman adjourned the House till 12 noon. Proceedings have now resumed in both houses. Prime Minister Narendra Modi met the medalists of the Commonwealth Games 2026 at his residence in New Delhi yesterday. During the interaction, the medal winners shared their experiences from the Games with the Prime Minister. Mr. Modi emphasized that prestige is not gained merely by cutting ribbons, but by playing with the spirit of a young student or an aspiring athlete.
मेरे यहाँ मुझे यहाँ लगभग 12-13 साल हो गए इसी मकान में. अगर मैंने रेगुलरली और हर बार किसी को रिसीव किया है, किसी को मैं मिला हूँ, तो खिलाड़ी है. पिछले 10-12 सालों के आप लोगों के पुरुषार्थ के कारण, भारत को लगातार विजय दिलाने के आपके प्रयासों के कारण और उत्तरोत्तर सफलता में नई ऊंचाइयां पार करने की परंपरा के कारण, जो काम शायद हम स्कूलों में जाके कहें कि नहीं नहीं खेलना चाहिए, ये करना चाहिए, वो काम स्कूलों में जाकर के हम कर सकते थे, उससे ज्यादा आपका मेडल उनको इंस्पायर करता है.
India finished at the fourth spot on the medal table during the games held between 23rd July and the 2nd of this month at Glasgow in Scotland. Indian athletes won 39 medals, including 13 gold, 17 silver and 9 bronze across various sports. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has urged citizens to participate enthusiastically in the Har Ghar Tiranga movement and renew their collective resolve to contribute towards building a Vikasit Bharat. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, "Our tricolour is our pride and a constant source of inspiration to always give our best for the nation." The Prime Minister said he is glad that this year's efforts are dedicated to Vande Mataram, and that too at a time when we are marking its 150th anniversary. The Har Ghar Tiranga movement is gaining momentum across the nation. In Maharashtra, the Har Ghar Tiranga campaign has begun with patriotic fervour. Tiranga rallies were organised in various districts of Maharashtra, including Bid, Thane and Bulthana. In Manipur, Chief Minister Yomnam Khemchand participated in the campaign from his residence. He urged the people to recognize themselves as Indians first, then a Manipuri. The gross merchandise value of the government e-marketplace GeM has increased from 422 crore rupees to over 1,55,000 crore rupees in the last decade. In a social media post, Union Minister of Commerce and Industry Piyush Goyal said over 12 lakh micro and small enterprises, including more than 2 lakh led by women, and over 42,000 startups are registered on the portal. He added that GeM is emerging as a key driver of self-reliance that is also strengthening the foundation of a Vikasit Bharat. The Indian Navy, US Navy Explosive Ordnance Disposal, EOD, exercise 2026 will be conducted at Southern Naval Command Kochi from today till the 14th of this month. The Defence Ministry said the bilateral exercise aims to enhance interoperability and strengthen professional cooperation between the specialist diving and EOD teams of the two navies. Benchmark domestic equity indices were trading marginally higher in the forenoon session today. The Sensex rose 52 points to 78,552, while the Nifty added 11 points to 24,581 when reports last came in. The Indian Meteorological Department has issued an orange colour warning for heavy to very heavy rainfall over East Rajasthan, Himachal Pradesh, Uttarakhand and West Madhya Pradesh today. Heavy rainfall is also expected over Haryana, Chandigarh, Punjab, Uttar Pradesh, Bihar, Vidarbha and parts of Northeast India today. And with that, we end this news bulletin.